Welcome to another edition of the Preview Report right here on Giants.com. It's all brought to you by New Era. I'm John Schmelk. It's the New York Giants and the Washington Redskins on Monday Night Football. The Giants have played the Washington Redskins more than any other opponent in their franchise's history. There's a lot of history, and it is a lot of fun. Huge rivalry, great fan base. It'll be a great time on Monday night. Now, it's a very important game for the Giants considering the standings in the NFC East. Right now, the Redskins and the Cowboys sit tied for second place at 5-6. The Giants are at 7-4. If they manage to beat Washington on Monday night, they will be in great position to win the NFC East going away in the final month of December. It's been a long time since the Giants could coast to the playoffs. They might have a shot if they win the next few games, including one on Monday night against the Redskins. Now, the Giants have a lot of minor injuries heading into this game. There are really too many to list, so I'll just say check out Giants.com, look at the final injury report, and of course on game day the inactives come out an hour and a half before the game. Make sure you check it out. That'll be your best place to get the most updated information. And the Giants hope a lot of these guys, like Kenny Phillips, like David Deal, like Dominic Hixon, like Jaquan Williams, all these guys that are on the list, they hope they're going to be able to play. So just stay tuned to Giants.com on game day, of course, 90 minutes before the game. Check out that inactive list. Thanks for joining us, everybody. A very busy show on the Preview Report. We're joined by offensive coordinator Kevin Gilbride and defensive coordinator Perry Fuel. But first, it's time for another edition of Eisen's Mailbag, brought to you by PSC&G with Michael Eisen and Anita Marks. Guys, take it away.
Thank you, John. Anita Marks here with Michael Eisen. It's time for another edition of Eisen's Mailbag, and we kick it off with Brian and Monmouth Junction. How many touches do you think running back David Wilson will get on offense this week against the Redskins?
Well, in the eight full games that Andre Brown played before he was injured last week, he got about nine a game. So I'm going to guess that David Wilson will get maybe 10 this week in relief of Ahmad Bradshaw. It depends, as always, how well he does, obviously running the ball, but also in pass protection. That's the key. But let's say 10.
Okay. Peter in South Brunswick wants to know, will Matthias Kiwanuka see more time on the defensive line going forward? He has been playing there a lot lately.
Played there exclusively last week against the Packers. I think the answer to the question is yes, he will play more on the defensive line. I think the Giants' best pass rush is when you have OC and Tuck and JPP and Matthias all up front in that so-called NASCAR package. And also, if we can get Jaquan Williams and Keith Rivers healthy, you've got more linebackers, and that frees up Matthias to move up to the defensive line. So that is a long-winded way to say yes.
Great. This is Andrew in Piscataway wants to know, how much will it help the Giants defense seeing the Redskins for the second time this year? And keep in mind, this is the first time RG3 will go up against an opponent who will see him for the second time.
Yeah, I mean, it always helps to see someone for a second time, but it's I think it's also going to help the Redskins, too. As you mentioned, RG3 is going to see us for the first time. But I think that the Giants now have a better idea, obviously, as to RG3's strengths and weaknesses. They'll come up with some new schemes and packages for him. I think it's going to help the defense, but I also think it's going to help them a little bit. They have two rookies, Alfred Morris and RG3, who I think will benefit also from getting a second look. So to me, it's a wash.
He's Michael Eisen. I'm Anita Marks. John, back to you.
Well, thanks, Anita. And now it's time to break down the game. And to do it, we're joined by Paul Dottino, beat reporter for WFAN, and, of course, a contributor to all things New York Giants media. Paul, a game, if the Giants win, it means they have a stranglehold on the NFC East.
Yeah, the potential to go up by three games on the second-place team. Of course, we don't know what the Dallas Cowboys will do this weekend, but the Giants could really put the Redskins in a bind. And, you know, this is a team that they had trouble beating at MetLife Stadium just about a month ago, John. Remember, it took a Victor Cruz bomb in the final seconds to come out of there with a win.
But they did squeak out the victory, but there are a lot of things they need to do better in game number two. One of them has to be stopping the run. For all the talk about Robert Griffin III, the basis of everything the Redskins do on offense is running the ball with another rookie, Alfred Morris. Chris Canty knows that is assignment number one.
It starts with the run game and that read option off of the run game, and then it goes from there. You know, but you know when you have an opportunity, you have to be able to try to take away their running attack, particularly on first and second down. If you can take away the rushing attack, you can take away the play action. You know, it makes things cleaner for the guys on the back end as well.
Paul, we all know about Mike Shanahan's success with the running game back in Denver, whether it was Terrell Davis, Clinton Portis, Orlandis Gary. You can go down the laundry list.
Even you.
He's found another guy. Well, not quite me. He's found another guy in Alfred Morris, a young running back who gets good yards after contact.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. He's got almost 1,000 yards on the season, just running wild behind this zone blocking scheme that they love to utilize, and they love misdirections, and they love to get him off the tackle and off the edge. Of course, there's that quarterback option that he and RG3 run where you don't even know who's got the ball, and that helps them get a whole bunch of yardage. But the thing about Morris that I want to tell you folks is that he's got 4 100-yard games. Had a buck 20 against the Giants, but 90-plus yards in the first half of that game when the Giants really hadn't figured him out yet. At halftime, they had figured out his speed, his rhythm. They kind of figured out a little bit more about his movements. And in the second half, again, they held him to only about 30 yards or so, and they were much better.
I remember talking to the guys after that game, and they talked about their halftime adjustments. They changed a lot of their gap responsibilities, which sealed up a lot of those holes on the defensive line. Of course, as much as the Redskins like to run it, all the news, all the stories, all the hype comes about Robert Griffin III. But he has a lot of his success coming off the running game, play action pass, that sort of thing. That's how they get the big plays down the field. Perryfield knows that, and he's getting his team ready for a very talented young quarterback.
You know, first, I think you just have to have great discipline. You have to have good key and reaction to the and know the people that you're playing in front of. Do they give you a run pass tip or not? So a lot of it's going to be based on the individual study of the player, because they have to get some tips with a talented offense like this, because they're really good in the run and they're really good in their play-action pass.
And, Paul, everyone makes such a big deal about Robert Griffin III, the athlete, and I get it. He has more than 600 yards rushing, 6 touchdowns on the ground. That zone option play you talked about, it's all very impressive,
and he's
great at it, and he runs a 4-4, not bad. All that being said, he's a pretty proficient passer here, almost 70% completion percentage. He doesn't turn it over. This is a young quarterback beyond his years in terms of smarts and knowledge.
Without a doubt, 16 touchdown passes and only 4 picks. What a ratio. I mean, it doesn't get a whole lot better than that. But, you know, the Giants did pick him off once in that game.
Yeah.
So they were one of the few who were able to figure out where the ball was going. The thing about RG3 that really impresses me is just his poise factor, because usually when guys come in the league, they got a little bit of a learning curve. This kid seems to understand it. I remember when they played here at MetLife Stadium. I'm going to go a little long here, John, but he was out here on the field doing walking laps around the perimeter of the field with a little music going in his ear, la-di-da-da-da, like not caring the world. And he was saying hello to everybody. Hi, how you doing? They were saying hello to him. The point being, he was not overwhelmed by the moment. And I think that's important, and that tells you a lot about him. However, I will also tell you, this is the first rematch of his professional career. To this point, every team he has faced has seen him for the first time. The Giants know what he's about now. I say advantage, Perryfield.
Well, we'll see what happens. Offensively for the Giants, they should have some opportunities to make some plays in this game, Paul. The Redskins' defense is ranked in the bottom third in the league. Against the pass, they are next to last in the NFL in terms of passing yards per game. They've had their struggles, they've had their issues, but one thing they've also had is interceptions, says Giants quarterback Eli Manning.
They do a good job on defense of getting turnovers. They do a good job getting pressure, so just got to understand we got to protect the ball offensively and be patient, and hopefully we'll have the right calls at the right time and be able to hit some big plays.
And, Paul, D'Angelo Hall is their best cornerback. Sometimes he'll follow the opposing team's best wide receiver. He didn't last week against the Cowboys, but otherwise they've had a lot of issues in that back half of their defense. A lot of big plays, a lot of yards.
They gamble a lot, John. And when you gamble, there's always that high risk and reward. That's why they've given up 23 touchdown passes, tied with the Raiders for the most in the NFL. You know, that doesn't come by coincidence. And again, remember, it was Cruz who beat them with that 70-plus yarder here at MetLife Stadium. The other thing you got to remember, too, is that even though they've got a pretty good rush defense, it's all about the interior of that defense, because their corners do not run support very well. They don't like to hit. So, again, you can run off the edges against these guys. That's another way to kind of soften up that secondary.
They also blitz a lot, which puts those defensive backs into some bad situations,
sure,
which also turns into big plays. Now, the Giants would like to continue the success they had running the ball last week against the Green Bay Packers. Of course, it's going to be a little bit of a different attack. Andre Brown is out for the remainder of the regular season with that broken fibula. That means it's finally time for rookie running back David Wilson to step up and show the Giants why he was a first-round pick. Offensive coordinator Kevin Gilbride is looking forward to seeing the young man on Monday night.
You got to be ready. You got to know what they're doing and have an understanding of what your assignment is and what adjustments you have to make to handle the specific challenges or problems that the Redskins present. So, you know, he's been working at it. He's certainly been around long enough to learn from the guys that are ahead of him that have done a great job with handling that stuff. So there's no excuse for him not to be ready.
Have you seen the progress from him in recent weeks? He can get better?
I think he's working at it. We'll see. Until you see him on the game field, you don't know. I mean, I think he's, you know, making fewer mistakes. And I think that you see a little bit. It's an incremental growth. It's never as fast as a coach would want, right? But, I mean, it is definitely happening. So we're encouraged.
All right, Paul, here's the question. You figure Ahmad Bradshaw's carry is going to go up a little bit. He'll probably take the goal line carries, which Andre Brown was getting before the injury. How many touches does David Wilson get on offense, and how are the Giants going to utilize him from scrimmage in their offensive attack?
I will say David Wilson gets approximately 8 touches, no more than 10 in the game. I'm going to say Bradshaw will get maybe about 20. But again, these are just guesstimates on my part. I certainly am not in the room with the playbooks and everything else that Kevin's cooking up for the Redskins. But I do think what you have to do here, remember what I said about running off the edges with the Redskins? That's where they're weakest in their run defense. That's what David Wilson can do. The problem with David Wilson right now is, you know, 2/3 of his touches have all been in the kick return game. So he's going to have a very limited package no matter what they do.
Now, the Giants did sign 2 veteran running backs very quickly to try to bolster their depth. Craig Lumpkin and, of course, Ryan Terrain. 2 guys that have been in the league for a little while. Do you expect to see them at all this week?
I would think, if at all, it would be very limited. I mean, it depends on how much of the playbook that maybe 1 or 2 of the guys might be able to pick up so that they could get them in there for a small package in an emergency. But I would think, regardless of who it is, who dresses, he'd be the third stringer.
Paul, thanks a lot. We'll see you for final thoughts and keys to the game in just a second.
You got it, John.
But first, let's go inside the locker room where Anita Marks had a chance to catch up with one of the guys that's going to have to stop RG3, linebacker Michael Boley.
Thanks, John. Anita Marks here with your Giants insider with linebacker Michael Boley going up against the Washington Redskins and RG3. And everybody wants to know, how do you stop RG3, Michael?
Keep him out the field, for one. You know, it's a tough challenge, you know, with the different things that they do as an offense and the things that he can do, both running and throwing the ball. It presents a challenge, you know, to any defense.
What's really cool is this is the first time that he'll be going up against a defense that will see him for a second time, being the Giants. So knowing that you've already played against him once, kind of obviously an advantage going in the second time, knowing what to expect.
Doesn't make it any better. You know, they've changed a few things up, and they do some things now that they weren't doing as well then. And so it's like pretty much playing them for the first time. You know, they've been playing pretty well lately, you know, putting up some big numbers. So it's going to be a challenge.
Alfred Morris has had a pretty solid season, and they do a lot off of play action. So going into this game, even though everybody's anticipating you to stop RG3, also a huge key here is stopping Alfred Morris first and foremost, right?
For us to stop the run in general, you know, that'd be Morris and RG3. So yeah, that's where it's going to start with us. You know, we know that if we let them, you know, get out the gate and have a successful running game, it's going to be a long day for us.
Now, not a lot of exciting weapons for RG3 to work with, but he does have Pierre Garçon back. Pierre Garçon did not play the first time you guys met up with the Redskins. Does that change things in the passing game for him?
I don't think it's going to change much. I think it's going to change a little bit. You know, he definitely is another threat for them, you know, whether it be, you know, catch across the middle, deep threat. But it's pretty much, I think it's going to be, they're going to use him in the same capacity that they used some of the other guys in the first game.
Well, good luck tonight.
All right, thanks.
All right, John, back to you.
Why, thanks, Anita. And now it's time for our keys to the game. And rejoining us is Paul Dottino. Paul, what's the one thing the Giants need to do to come out on top and take a real solid lead in the NFC East against the Washington Redskins?
John, I'm going to cheat because I'm going to give you a key that involves 2 parts.
That is cheating.
It's called defensive discipline. And what does that mean? That means solid, sound tackling. I don't want to see missed tackles. And I want to see gap integrity. Guys staying at home, maintaining their rushing lanes, and doing what they have to do so that they don't give Morris or RG3 room to run. You know, if you go back to the first game at MetLife Stadium, the Giants did neither one of those things well in the first half when it was all Redskins. They did both of those things well in the second half when it was all Giants. And then, of course, they needed that Cruz bailout at the very end. But if they play this game like they did the second half of the game at MetLife, the Giants will win.
I'm going to go a different way. I'm going to go get a lead early in this game. This year, the Redskins are 5-1 when they're leading at halftime. They want to run the ball. They want to pound it. If you go up a couple scores early, Robert Griffin III all of a sudden is throwing the ball 40 times. The Redskins don't want that, and nope. That's not their winning formula.
And also getting a lead takes away the play action a bit.
And the running game as well, two things that they're very good at. Paul, appreciate the time as always. Thanks
a
lot.
You got it, John. Thank you.
And that's all the time we have for the preview report right here on Giants.com. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Monday Night Football, Giants and Washington Redskins in our nation's capital. Enjoy the game, everybody.